This episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast is brought to you by the Find Food Freedom membership. If you are ready to walk away from diet culture, find food freedom, and enjoy your life again, you can learn more and sign up at findfoodfreedommembership.com. Don't forget to use code IWANTFOODFREEDOM for 3 months completely free. Welcome to the Find Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Find Food Freedom. Find Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Find Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. We're going to start today's episode with I did not plan to be in a dog neurologist office by 9 a.m. this morning, but that's where my morning led me. So how we got there, let's set the scene, right? So woke up to my daughter frantically crying at, I think it was 6:27 a.m. Usually she doesn't even let us know she's up. She's sitting in her crib. She's slapping her extra binkies together. She's playing with her stuffies. We're like, oh, she's up. We roll over. We go get her. It's like happy. Nope, not this morning. Woke up to screaming. I think she had a bad dream. Like, I don't know. Anyways, woke up to that. And so, you know, I'm frantic because then I have like I'm breathing deep and I'm like, oh my God, we got to get to her. Okay. So I get her out of her room. I'm warming up her bottle. I have her in my arms. And then I hear around the corner, I hear my dog panting. And any of you who have dogs know that panting can be a sign of anxiety, specifically if they haven't been outside, it's not hot, they haven't done any exercise. Like, dogs don't just sit there and like aggressively pant, especially when they wake up. So I'm like, oh my gosh, no. Cause he had been doing bad the last few days. Little buddy struggles with a slip disc. I have a French bulldog. For any of you who have Frenchies, you know that they are a lemon. They got lots of issues sometimes. He's not built for speed or endurance. And so, I mean, this guy sleeps 16 hours a day though. Like, we don't have steps in our house. He doesn't roughhouse with other dogs because I promise I'm getting to a point. Anyways, so I look at him and I'm like, oh my gosh, he is unwell. He's standing there, he's shaking, he's hurt. And I'm like, no, little buddy. He's dealt with a slip disc in the, you know, previous months, years, but he hasn't done anything to be injured. So long story short, I have to drive 40 minutes, a little less than 40 miles into Jacksonville. To go to a dog neurologist. For those of you who are vets, you probably know this, but a neurologist, or like a neurosurgeon basically for a dog is a very rare job. It's like a specialty within vet services. And so some states don't even have them. We're so lucky that we have this one here. And because he had disc issues in the past, Biggs is an established patient. And so because of all of this, I say this, I called and they're like, yes, you can come in. You know, this is an emergency. He's shaking, he's panting, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, here's where we get into diet culture, people. I'm driving. Like, I've been up since 6:30 a.m., woke up to bat out of hell, daughter screaming, dog panting. Like, and I was driving, you know, the 40 minutes out to this vet. And I was like, holy shit. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine if this morning that unfolded, it's a Monday, by the way, that just makes it all better, right? If this morning would have happened to me when I was entrenched in diet culture, I would have fucking lost it. And I'm not to say that I was cool as a cucumber and like, you know, collected or like just like chilling and happy during this morning. Nope, definitely had to take some deep breaths and was struggling. But the like, I could not help but to think about how if I woke up, right, let's set Monday in diet culture up. Mondays were always the day that the diet started. Monday was always the day after Sunday or Saturday where I was like, okay, I'm not allowed to eat all of the things that I ate on the weekend. So come Monday, I'm going to air quotes be good. I'm going to restrict. I'm going to cut out. I'm going to start the juice cleanse. I'm going to start the diet. I'm going to start the meal plan. And so I was thinking to myself, how now I'm driving to a vet neurologist, like 40, you know, minutes into town. I had a whole office day planned today. All of that shit flew right out the window. Daughter screaming. Like, I can't imagine trying to be on a diet at this stage in my life. Now, I only know Sammy and diet culture. I was dieting in all of my 20s. And then kind of found intuitive eating in my late 20s into my 30s. So I can't imagine it. I cannot imagine dieting and trying to intentionally shrink my body at this stage of life. Now, this reminds me, though, of, you know, when I had that thought today driving out there, a couple different things rang through my head. One, while all of this was going on in the morning, my husband, God bless his soul, is the one that cooks a lot in our house. And so he's making breakfast. He's like, can I make something for you? Because he knows that I'm about to have to cancel my day, you know, drive to the vet, do all these things. So he makes me a delicious breakfast sandwich, sourdough toast from Trader Joe's. They're good, like aged cheddar, egg, avocado, all the works, right? So again, as I'm reflecting, this is me driving. As I'm reflecting on my drive today, another thought was like, oh my God. Can you imagine if I was in diet culture, right? This shit Monday happens to you. You're trying to do all these things. You're trying to take care of the dog. You're trying to take care of the baby. Your husband asks you, hey, can I feed you something? Can I get you breakfast? And how that breakfast that he cooked me that was fucking delicious today would have sent me on an absolute spiral back in the day, because you can't have two slices of toast. You can't have full fat cheese plus an avocado. You can't have two eggs on a sandwich, right? These were all of the rules that I used to have. And so I just took a deep breath and started to think about how this is why diets don't work, right? We know that diets aren't sustainable. We know this. We have all the research that 95% of diets fail. 2/3 of dieters will gain back more weight than they originally lose on the diet. There are zero randomized control trials that show sustained weight loss greater than 2 years for any diet that exists ever. And just to put that into perspective, like a randomized control trial is like the gold standard of research. So we know that diets don't work, yet dieting and diet culture and diets are like the one industry that we believe that we are the failure instead of the product, right? So the product fails, the diet fails. And then we look at ourselves and we're like, I'm such a failure. I can't believe I didn't, you know, uphold whatever the diet was telling me to do. I'm such a bad person. Like, how couldn't I do this? And it's like, no, the diet industry failed. You did not fail. This is not sustainable. And I should find this and give it to our editors of the podcast when this goes live. We'll see if I do. But I used to have this image when I would counsel clients way back in the day before I found intuitive eating. This was like when I was starting to make that transition. I called it my bullseye. And the middle of the bullseye said home, right? And it was circled. And then from there, it would go travel, work, social life, unexpected life events, right? Holidays, vacations, and you could just build this bullseye. And I would love to showcase this as an image to people, because when we get a diet, any diet, doesn't matter what it is, right? It has rules, it has calorie accounts, it has portion sizes, macros, whatever it is, has a list of restrictions. We say, okay, I have the magic answer. I have the rules. I got the numbers, the tangible things. I'm going to follow this. I'm going to be good, heavy air quotes, and I'm going to be successful. And then what happens? The bullseye happens. So what I mean by that, bullseye is a noun, so it's not a verb, but we get bullseyed if I turn it into a verb, right? So the centerpiece of the bullseye is the home ring. So if you are following a diet and you stay home, right? You go in the center, you stay home, you say no to every social event, you don't go to an office, you don't run errands, you don't leave the house, you don't go on vacation, you don't do anything, you have a higher chance of being able to follow really strict rules because you don't have all the triggers, you don't have life happening, right? So you just stay home. Then we go to an office, right? Where we have to pack our food and we have to see coworkers and we have to, you know, and then we travel where we have less control of our food. And then we have social events where we have a date night or a girls' night. Then we go on vacation, right? Then there's holidays, or my example today, right? My unexpected life event. See, I told you I was going to pull it all together. My unexpected life event today of waking up like a bat out of hell to my daughter screaming from a nightmare. My son, my Frenchie, French Bulldog Biggs, with a slip. It ended up being a slip disc in his neck. So now he has one in his hips and his neck. And he was so hurt. He's like on all these meds now, but I had to rush to the vet, right? So imagine that diet culture version of me, Sammy, years ago in her early to mid 20s. Imagine I woke up this Monday and I said, I'm going to be good. I'm not going to eat carbs. I'm not going to eat sugar. I'm going to go work out first thing. Right? Like, and I laugh at this now because you look at the morning that I had. I had no time to myself. Thank God my husband put food in front of me, because between getting her ready for school, calling the vet, getting out to the vet, driving over 40 minutes, waiting, they rushed us in, you know, all of the things. If he wouldn't have fed me, I don't even know when I would have ate or nourished myself. But imagine being in diet culture and him putting food in front of me and being like, I can't eat this. I'm not allowed to eat this. And so, which is so funny, because that version of me in diet culture would have ate carbs all weekend long. I binged. That was like my thing. I would binge on the weekends and then, or holidays, right? Or vacations or social events. And then come Monday, I wasn't allowed any of it. And so the bullseye analogy that I'm pulling out today, this is why dieting doesn't work, because it's not sustainable. You are not a hermit that just stays home. You have a life. Life was made for so much more than trying to intentionally shrink your body and follow some bogus rules or macro count or portion size or calorie count. are you allowed to want to genuinely improve your health or eat nutrient-dense foods or move your body in ways that you enjoy? Yes. Heck yes. But that doesn't mean that you need to be following strict rules, strict restrictions, and living your life in this way that is so not sustainable. So then whenever you can't do it, right, you feel like the failure. And then that creates a lot of guilt or shame. And then that creates a whole nother spiral of like, okay, fuck it. I'm not going to do it today, but I'll start it tomorrow, right? Diet starts tomorrow. And so this today, when I think about fine food freedom and everything that we stand for, I've been trying to do this more and more, is find these little moments in life that are just crazy, like today, right? Or beautiful, like maybe a really beautiful story, so something different than this morning, where then I can't help but like go back in time. I don't know what that noise was. That was me going back in time and thinking about how the diet culture version of me would have acted in that scenario, because of the anxiety I would have felt, because of the obsession with eating healthy food or calorie restricting or binging or like the obsession about my body, I wouldn't have been able, like that would have made this morning so much worse because it was already terrible. My dog had to get rushed to the emergency vet. My daughter was crying, right? Like all these things were happening. And it's like, I was able to take some deep breaths to say, all right, mama, you got this. You're an overachiever who is constantly in fight or flight. So now the emergency is happening. You can handle this. Take some deep breaths. What do you got to do? What do you got to push to the side? What do we need to prioritize? Right. And like, how do we nourish your body? How do we hydrate? I made sure before I got in the car, I filled up my big ass water bottle because I was like, I don't know how long. What if we get rushed into surgery with him? Like, right? So these are the things that now I can look at that I'm like, wow, I never did this when I was in diet culture. This kind of scenario, aka fucking crazy unexpected life events, which I hate to break it to you, but no matter who you are, life is crazy. And I'm not wishing this on anyone, but unexpected life events happen all of the time, right? Shit happens all of the time. It could be a fender bender. It could be losing a loved one. It could be a breakup. It could be getting stuck in traffic. It could be a dog getting injured, a child getting injured, right? Like there's so many things, you getting injured. I have clients all the time that like, they fall and break their wrist and they're like, what the fuck? I'm like, in my 40s, I thought this was like a childhood injury, like in a basketball game, right? And it's like, shit happens. And dieting is not sustainable because you're not stuck in this little perfect bubble where shit's not going to go wrong. And guess what? Shit's supposed to go wrong. Life is messy. And the more that you let it be messy and stop trying to control it, it's like, oh, okay, I can do this. And again, I think most people find once they start to make peace with food and their body, that food and their body isn't the issue. They're trying to control food or they're trying to control their body because life is out of control and these things feel controllable. There's like a false sense of control that lives within dieting and trying to intentionally shrink our body. Spoiler alert, we cannot control either, but it can feel like this false sense of control. And having that false sense of control, which is, this is like the even more fucked up part, creates a more out of control relationship with food and body. So leaving today's episode, I want to invite you in to think about a few things, okay? How long have you been dieting for? So how many years have you been dieting for? Think about all of the diets that you've done and how they ended. What ended the diet? Was it because you were bored of it? Was it a stressful life event? Was it because you didn't have access to that food? Was it a vacation? Was it a party where you said, fuck it? And like, you know, and you're like, I can't do this anymore. What was it, an unexpected life event? What was the thing that ended each of the diets? And please know that you are not a failure for not being able to uphold restriction around food, which is necessary for you to live life, for your organs to function. Okay. And the more that we can bring awareness to this, then when stressful Mondays happen, like your girl had today, it makes them a lot less stressful, because I was able to come at today's shit show from a place of compassion, to almost be like a neutral observer outside of myself saying, Sammy, what do you need today? What do we need to make happen? What do you need that's going to make you feel cared for? What do you need? You need to fill your water bottle up. You need to pack some snacks because you don't know how long you're going to be out. You need to, you know, husband said, okay, let me cook you breakfast. Let me get you this meal, right? We had things in line. And so Sammy, you know, 10 years ago would have been freaking the fuck out because I wouldn't have been able to go to the gym. I wouldn't have been able to go on my hamster wheel of a fucking elliptical that I would just fucking burn calories for however long. I would punish myself. I wouldn't have been able to go and get the certain food that I was allowed to eat or wasn't allowed to eat, right? And then that would have sent me on an even bigger spiral when I was able today to say, what do I need to do to be here for my family, for my puppy, for, you know, whatever's got to happen. And so I'm here to tell you today that this is a huge reason that dieting doesn't work. You want to know the secret? Life is fucking crazy. And anybody, I don't care who they are, a coach, a dietitian, a doctor, a trainer, that tells you that they have the perfect plan or the perfect pill or the perfect detox, or I don't give a fuck what they call it. That's a whole bunch of bullshit, because life is crazy. Our day-to-day is crazy. Our environments are different. Our access to food is different. Our socioeconomic status is different. Our races being different have, you know, discrimination and oppression is a part of that. Like this is just like a whole nuanced conversation that we could go down a rabbit hole. But I'm here to tell you today that dieting doesn't work because life is crazy. And if life has ever gotten so crazy for you that you weren't able to uphold restriction, congratulations. And you're like, what the fuck? Why are you congratulating me? I'm congratulating you because you're a human, and that's a part of the human experience. And we're not supposed to be able to follow crazy rules and restrictions around food. It doesn't make you a morally better person for being able to uphold certain restrictions or rules or macro ranges or calories. So leaving today's conversation, I really invite you to think about, how long have you been dieting? What were the events or reasons that you came off of dieting? And what do you want your relationship with food and body to look like? If you could close your eyes and imagine the most peaceful relationship with food, the most peaceful relationship with your body, and then think, is my current diet, like if you are dieting, is your current diet setting you up for what you want with your relationship with food, with your relationship with your body? And if the answer is no, where do we go from here? Right? And I like to be very clear that as a registered dietitian, as a certified intuitive eating counselor, I'm not here to convince people not to diet. You can do whatever you want. And that's the really cool thing, is you have full autonomy to do that. And to be honest with you, the majority of people that end up, you know, listening to Find Food Freedom podcast or on our social media channels or whatever it is they're starting to get curious about leaving dieting behind, because they're like, oh, I've dieted for 20 plus years It hasn't helped me. It's actually harmed me. I have a really fucked up relationship with food and body right now, even more so than I ever have. I don't want to do this anymore. And I have no idea how to walk away because I don't know who I am as a human being without dieting because I've done it for so long. So if you can relate to that, I invite you to just get curious. Just think about, what do I want my life to look like 10 years from now? What do I want my relationship with food and body image to look like 10 years from now? And if it's not, if you don't want to be dieting anymore, you don't want to be obsessed with food, you don't want to be obsessed with shrinking your body, then what makes us think that dieting and continuing to diet is going to get us what we want? Just plant that seed. Let it grow, let it fester, water it a little bit, think about it. And I'm just grateful that you're here with an open mind and staying curious. So if you're someone who's like, okay, you've got me thinking today, I have some thinking to do, I wanna learn more, you can head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com. And over there, you're gonna see all things Find Food Freedom. We have free trainings that you can get sent right to you. We have a monthly membership option as well that has monthly masterclasses and check-ins and a library of resources of over 35 masterclasses. We have our one-on-one coaching, our group coaching, our mastermind coaching that has a hybrid of both group and one-on-one support. So again, take what you need, leave the rest behind. That's at findfoodfreedomresources.com to get all of the resources that you need. And I invite you to just stay curious, and I will see you next week on the Find Food Freedom podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true because then we get to help people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to our social channels and follow us at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. I also want to give you a free gift simply just for showing up today. So if you head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you are going to get a free gift, again, just for being here. It's a training entitled, What the Hell is Intuitive Eating and How Do I Get Started? This training breaks down what intuitive eating actually is and isn't, along with breaking down the three biggest myths with intuitive eating, and will give you some practical steps to get started on your food freedom journey. So if you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody who you think needs to hear it. And when you rate and review, leave us some feedback, what you want to hear more of, what questions you have. The more that you share this podcast, the more this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. So thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Bye.